This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How coffee and tea reduce iron absorption by up to 94% through polyphenol binding. Coffee and tea consumption can dramatically reduce iron absorption from meals, with black tea cutting absorption by up to 94% through polyphenol compounds that bind non-heme iron in the digestive tract. New research using radio-labeled iron in controlled human studies reveals the precise mechanisms behind this interaction and identifies strategies to counteract the effect. 94% maximum reduction in iron absorption from black tea consumption with meals, iron absorption reduction by beverage type, percentage reduction compared to water, standardized bread meal black tea 79-94, peppermint tea 84%, cocoa 71, chamomile tea 47. Source: Harrell et al., British Journal of Nutrition, 1999, Georgian Medical Journal News. Polyphenol concentration drives iron blocking effect. Research by Harrell and colleagues published in the British Journal of Nutrition tested this interaction directly using radio-labeled iron in adult humans consuming standardized bread meals with different beverages. Iron absorption was measured through erythrocyte incorporation of radioactive tracers. The study found that beverages containing 20 to 50 milligrams of polyphenols per serving reduced iron absorption by 50 to 70%. At higher concentrations of 100 to 400 milligrams, the reduction increased to 60 to 90%. This dose-dependent relationship demonstrates that polyphenol content, not beverage type alone, determines the magnitude of iron inhibition. For clinicians managing patients with iron deficiency, understanding these interactions becomes crucial for optimizing therapeutic outcomes, as detailed in our clinical update section. Galoyl structure identified as key inhibitor. The mechanism behind polyphenol-iron interactions is highly specific to chemical structure rather than total phenolic content. Research by Brun, Rassander, and Hallberg published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrated that tannic acid inhibits iron absorption in a dose-dependent manner that correlates with galoyl content. Their findings showed that 5 mg of tannic acid reduced absorption by 20%, while 25 milligrams cut it by 67%, and 100 milligrams reduced it by 88%. Gallic acid produced equivalent inhibition per mole of galoyl groups. In contrast, catechin, which lacks the galoyl structure, showed no inhibition at any tested concentration. Chlorogenic acid, the dominant polyphenol in coffee, also inhibits iron absorption, but with less potency than tannins. This explains why coffee generally produces moderate inhibition compared to the more dramatic effects seen with tea consumption. Heme iron remains protected from polyphenol effects. The polyphenol-iron interaction affects only non-heme iron sources, which include plant-based foods, eggs, and iron-fortified products. Heme iron from meat, poultry, and fish remains completely unaffected because it is absorbed intact through the HCP1 transporter while protected within its porphyrin ring structure. This selective effect has important implications for dietary planning, particularly for individuals following plant-based diets who rely predominantly on non-heme iron sources. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has published extensive research on optimizing iron bioavailability in vegetarian populations. Healthcare providers should consider these mechanistic differences when counseling patients about iron nutrition and supplement timing, particularly those at risk for iron deficiency. Vitamin C provides effective counteraction strategy. Vitamin C effectively counteracts polyphenol iron binding by reducing ferric iron, FeMR, to ferrous iron and forming soluble ascorbate iron complexes that resist polyphenol binding. Research by Hallberg and Holthen in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed that adding 50 milligrams of vitamin C to meals with significant polyphenol inhibitors increased non-heme iron absorption by 3 to 6-fold. This protective effect provides practical guidance for individuals with borderline iron status, menstruation-related losses, pregnancy, or plant-based diets. Simple dietary modifications, such as consuming citrus fruits or vegetables rich in vitamin C alongside iron-containing meals, can substantially improve iron bioavailability. Beverages containing 100 to 400 milligrams of polyphenols reduced non-heme iron absorption by 60 to 90% in controlled human studies using radio-labeled iron tracers. Dr. Richard Harrell, Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, British Journal of Nutrition, 1999. Key takeaways: black tea produces the strongest iron inhibition at 79 to 94% reduction when consumed with meals. Polyphenol content of 20-50 mg per serving reduces iron absorption by 50 to 70%. Adding 50 mg vitamin C can increase iron absorption 3 to 6-fold despite polyphenol presence. Heme iron from meat sources remains unaffected by polyphenol interactions. Frequently asked questions: should I avoid coffee and tea if I have iron deficiency? You don't need to eliminate these beverages entirely, but timing matters. Consider consuming coffee and tea between meals rather than with iron-rich foods, and include vitamin C sources when eating iron-containing meals. Does adding milk to tea reduce the iron-blocking effect? No. Research shows that adding milk does not meaningfully change the polyphenol effect on iron absorption. The galloyl compounds remain active regardless of milk addition. Which type of iron supplement is affected by polyphenols? Only non-heme iron supplements are affected by polyphenol binding. Heme iron supplements, though less common, would remain unaffected due to their protected porphyrin ring structure. Understanding polyphenol-iron interactions provides evidence-based guidance for optimizing iron nutrition in clinical practice. As research continues to elucidate these mechanisms, healthcare providers can offer more precise dietary counseling to patients at risk for iron deficiency while still allowing enjoyment of beneficial beverages like tea and coffee. Source: coffee and tea contain polyphenols that bind non-heme iron in the gut and form insoluble complexes that pass through unabsorbed,